Hi, this is Steve Wickett posting to the VI Talk channel in response to the importance of Braille. I think we need to be quite concerned, actually, because I ordered Jaws, and I get CDs from different musicians and that come through the post. And this CD came through, and there's no Braille on it, so I'm just thinking it's from one of my musician friends. Now, Jaws 9 had the authorization code was brailled on there. It told you it was Jaws. It came in a pre-sleeved case. So one said Real Speak, the other sleeve said Program, and the other sleeve said Authorization, except for there wasn't an authorization disc. But that was fine because I had the number in Braille, so I could just follow the number and then write it in. All well and good. That was Jaws 9. Jaws 15 up. Grade one disc, no Braille. Now, the company that does assistive technology is deciding not to bother with Braille, then we're in serious trouble, because it won't take long before the kind gesture or the the idea that companies that will put Braille on medicine bottles and on tablets may think, well, if Braille isn't being used anymore, we won't bother with that minor expense, because I shouldn't think it's very expensive for them to do this, but they'll decide not to do this. Now, people may argue the fact that a lot of people print their documents these days. They don't write them by hand, but pens and pencils will always be available because they're used by the majority. Now, Braille's used by the minority, and it's minority groups that easily get taken out. And this is what's going to happen here with Braille if we're not careful. So I think people should start thinking about, you know, what they use it for. Tap-tap-C and all that kind of thing, it's great, fantastic technology. If your battery goes on your phone or your phone dies, you are really holding a lot of your trust inside a piece of plastic with a few chips inside it. It's much better to actually have lots and lots of options open to you. And so we need, as much as possible, to make sure that, we practice Braille and we let people know that we still are using Braille.